Welcome to the official Homesteaders of America podcast, where we bring homesteading to life through interviews, current events, tips and tricks, and much more. Whether you're homesteading on 500 acres or in an apartment in a big city, this podcast is for you. Join us as we learn and share about vintage skills and self-sufficient living in a modern world. And don't forget to check out the Homesteaders of America conference, held each and every year in October right here in Virginia, where we come together in a big homesteader family reunion, learn together, grow together, and just have true homestead fun together. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for being a pioneer and a trailblazer in this homesteading community. We can't wait to learn with you. Welcome to the very first Homesteaders of America podcast. I am so happy that you are joining us. This podcast is something that we've been thinking about doing for a while. And just so we know, we all know the expectations of it. This is not something we're planning on doing every week. This is just kind of when we have something to share or as time becomes available, but mostly because we have some interviews coming up this year before conference and maybe some during and after conference that we wanted to share with you, not only on YouTube, but on our podcast platform, because we know that sometimes podcasting is easier to listen to than YouTube. So here we are, the very first Homesteaders of America podcast, episode one. And we are really excited to be with you. Now, when I say we, I'm talking about the entire organization, because sometimes it might not be me or might not be just me. And who is me? Me, I am Amy Fuel. I am the founder of Homesteaders of America. I'm also a homesteading mom and wife and a homemaker and every other homesteading hat that a homesteader wears on any given day. And I started Homesteaders of America in 2016 with our very first homesteading conference in 2017. And it took us about a year to really create the event, which was amazing. So in this episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about Homesteaders of America, just so you can get acquainted with us if you're not quite sure our story and history and what we're all about, and then some of the expectations you might have of this podcast, what you can look forward to, as well as some information about the conference. So I'm just going to start from the beginning. In 2016, I ended up quitting my job. I've worked in media and marketing my entire life. And I personally live here in Virginia with my husband and two sons. And so my entire background is newspapers and magazines and marketing and whatnot. And so I quit my job in August of 2016 in order to be a stay-at-home mom. And I quickly found that I really wasn't wanting to just be a stay-at-home mom. I like working. I like creating things and building things. And ultimately, I wanted to kind of offset our income as much as possible so I could take that one single income burden off of my husband. And so, long story short, multiple people had expressed to me that I should start a homesteading conference. I was always saying I wanted to go to these homesteading conferences, and I never had the time. I don't really travel. And so multiple people said, well, why don't you just start one? And I laughed because I thought, well, okay, that isn't going to happen because I have no experience in event management or organizing or anything. And so I told multiple people, I said, listen, I will do it if it all falls together. It has to all fall together in order for me to know this is something I should do. Well, lo and behold, that first year, everything fell together. There were a lot of things that fell apart, but there, for the most part, everything fell into place with minimal arm pulling from any direction. And so that was the first year of the conference. We were expecting about 300 people, and we had 1,500, which was pretty incredible. We were definitely unprepared for that many people, but it was such a blessing and such a great experience for people to come together that are like-minded, all in one place, and we really had a great time. Now, the conference in the beginning was mostly just me, and then for those of you who know who Tangi Wheat is, Tangi actually helped me organize and manage the event for that first year. And so basically, it was just me and Tangie for the very first year of Homesteaders of America. And I think Tangie came in later that spring once the foundation had kind of been laid. And we were both just amazed to see how everything came together. It was such an amazing experience. And that's what people kept walking away with, saying it's not just a conference, it's an experience. So year two, we actually had to move from the fairgrounds that we were in, which was in Warrenton, Virginia, to a new fairground in Front Royal, Virginia. And that was because, number one, we outgrew the other fairground. And number two, there were some legalities that you couldn't have a certain amount of people there. And we just had to move. Well, the new fairground in 2018 ended up being better for us in the long run. And it's just a wide open space with lots of different options, and it has room for us to grow. And so in 2018, Homesteaders of America became more than just me and Tangie. Tangie actually ended up stepping away after 2018 to pursue some real estate jobs, and she is flourishing in that, and that is amazing. And that's really what we promote here, is doing what works best for you and your family. I certainly missed working with Tangie, but I know that she made the best decision for her family. But also in 2018, I welcomed on a brand new business partner, Nanda Morris, and you might know her as Bonterre Homestead. And so for 2018, it was nice to have more people helping because the first year was very, very hard. And it was great to have like-minded people to work with. So the bulk of the conference organization is still something that I do. The foundational hiring of speakers and getting everything in place is all stuff that we do on a daily basis and weekly basis. It takes us a good year to start a conference and plan a conference. And so 2018, we had another banging year. We were not quite sure how many people to expect. And I think we topped out around 2,500 that year. So we grew by about 1,000 people, which was really awesome. We probably had a little bit more than that, but we kind of lost count. Everything worked out great. We learned a lot. And then unexpectedly, I found out that I was pregnant right after conference in 2018. And so in 2019, we had our own set of challenges I had to kind of navigate being a mom again with a little one. And our 2019 conference was our biggest conference yet. We had over 3,500 people there. So it looks like we've grown by about 1,000 people each year. So it was an interesting experience having a baby on the hip the whole time trying to run everything. But it was fun. It was really fun. And it was nice connecting with other mamas and people in general that know, you know, they live the homesteading lifestyle, they have kids, and they're like, hey, this is awesome that you're doing this. And so that was a really fun experience for me. But so ultimately, we have the conference, but we also refer to ourselves as an organization. So currently in this year, 2020, there are just a few of us running this thing. There's myself and Nanda takes care of the apparel and she does all the financials and bookkeeping. Quinn Vian, who some of you might know as Reformation Acres, though she doesn't do that blog anymore. Quinn is really my right-hand person. She really helps me run everything and get everything in place. So Quinn is my executive assistant, and she just such a wonderful job. She handles our social media, emails, for those of you who have been sending in emails about tickets and concerns about getting, you know, the virus and things like that. She helps do the RV setup. She helps, you know, send out invoices. And I mean, she's just a Jill of all trades. Truly she is. And we could not run this without Quinn. So I know she's going to kill me for saying that because she doesn't like a lot of recognition. And I totally get that. But I just have to plug Quinn there. Janet Garman from Timber Creek Farm She is back with us again this year, and she does all of our vendor stuff, and she does a great job at it. Along with Janet, we have Katie Milhorn, and she is helping Janet with vendors, and she's also coming out as a speaker this year. She was actually supposed to be one of our speakers on the first year we had conference, but had some things come up, and so she's coming back this year, not only as part of the vending team, but also as a speaker to talk about raw milk on your homestead in a more commercial setting, how to kind of set up your own raw milk business. And so we're really excited about having Katie back this year. Janet has been with me from the beginning. Janet has been one of my biggest cheerleaders, and it's just been fun to have Janet by my side, and she's always so willing to help and to teach and to give suggestions. Janet is a businesswoman as well, and it's been really fun to surround myself with all of these women who also have their own businesses. Again, another woman that is on our team this year is Ann Aceta Scott from A Farm Girl in the Making. Ann is truly one of the most amazing people. Ann and I have been friends for years, and she is taking care of our kids setter team this year. And she is just loves kids. That's what she does for a living. And so I'm excited to see how we can grow our kids setter program. And for those of you who don't know what our kids setter program is, it's basically a place where you can send your kids during conference, and they have a great learning experience as well. And then we have various other people, like my husband, who takes care of, leads up security. And I'm not quite sure if he'll be doing that this year, because I'm going to need as much help as I possibly can if we're able to have an in-person conference. but we'll see. He helps with that. He helps with setup. And honestly, during the year, he's helping take things back and forth to storage and just organizing things. And so he's been a really big help for me, and probably, again, one of my recent greatest cheerleaders. And then of course, Nanda's husband, John, also helps. He helped Mark run security last year at conference, and we'll probably do something similar this year. And so it's just a great team of people. There are more people beyond that. Obviously Quinn's husband too, he's helping out this year. Bill Vian, he's going to help with parking. Parking is such a big thing. And beyond these people, these core groups of people, we have an amazing amount of volunteers that help us run this conference every year, and we couldn't do it without them. Truly, this thing wouldn't run without them. And when I talk to my team every year, I tell them, you know, once we are in control of most things up until conference day starts, and once those gates open and those cars start coming through, you truly are just trying to hold on. It is a beast, and the beast is going to run with or without you, and you're just trying to make sure there are no fires, and if there are fires, you're putting it out. And so these people truly love Homesteaders of America. They love helping you, helping educating you, and learning with you. One of our biggest things that we always say is we can't wait to learn with you, because none of us know it all. No one's better than anyone else, and we truly are all homesteaders running this thing. We all have families. We all have homesteads. We all have, a lot of us have jobs. Well, taking care of your family in and of itself is a job. And there are just a few of us running it. We all have different jobs, and we all kind of try to help out where we can. And so that's our team right now. And a lot of times our team is constantly growing and changing, and people might have different paths they want to take, or maybe different interests, and that's fine too. So I'm sure our team will maybe look different next year, or maybe it'll get bigger. Hopefully we'll continue adding people with more jobs as we grow. But Homesteaders of America has always been to help people learn, to help connect people with their homesteading community. And if you don't have a homesteading community in your area, helping you learn how to grow one, helping you learn how to start one. So beyond conference, we have our Homesteaders of America organization. We have an online membership where you can go and you can view past conference videos and have access to good learning and educational tools. We have some products that are going to come out in 2021 that we're really excited about that we haven't shared yet, but that we know will help make the homesteader's life easier. And that's truly what we're about too. We're about sustainability. We're about growing and learning and educating. And a lot of people say that when they come to conference, it's like a big family reunion. And I truly, truly believe that's true. We spend all of this time learning and growing and conversing with other people online, other homesteaders. And then once a year, we get to come together and hug everyone and love on each other and just enjoy learning together. And online conversing is so great. I love being online and learning that way. But there's something about coming together as a group of people that is truly magical. It is truly humbling, and it is so refreshing. You feel so revitalized and energized when you come away from the Homesteaders of America conference, and really most conferences that have to do with homesteading. You relearn your why you're homesteading, why you're doing this, why it's important. Because unfortunately, when you're into homesteading for so long, it can kind of feel like drudgery. Like, why am I doing this when there's chicken at the store? You know, why am I doing this? And I think with the recent pandemic and food shortages that we're seeing, we are relearning our why right now. And that's been a big thing that we're hearing from homesteaders from all over the world. And that brings me to the next thing. We constantly have homesteaders outside of America that are saying, hey, can I join? Can I be on your website? Can I have a membership? Can I come to conference? And we say, absolutely, absolutely you can. Homesteaders of America is for homesteaders anywhere, no matter where you are, no matter what your beliefs are, no matter what you look like or what you think. We all come together. There's no judgment because we're all of the like mind that homesteading and self-sufficiency is the way we want to live. I think that's one of my favorite things about homesteading is how simple you become when you kind of pull yourself away from media and just the dramatic part of life. Because now you have so many other things to focus on. You have to focus on growing your own food. You have to focus on living a simple life because any little mistake and mishap can be detrimental depending on what type of homestead you have. Now you can homestead anywhere, and there is no one size fits all homesteader. And that's another thing we've always consistently said at Homesteaders of America, which, by the way, instead of saying Homesteaders of America, we say HOA, which is so convenient because a lot of our members and a lot of our followers and attendees come from communities with HOAs. And so whenever they see the acronym of HOA, they think Homesteaders of America instead of Homesteaders Association. And that's our goal. Our goal is to help bring awareness and inspiration so that we can then go back into our communities and change those laws that are truly oppressing homesteading, where people can't have chickens, people can't even grow gardens in their yard because their neighbor doesn't like it. You know, we say grow gardens, grow food, not grass. And so an organization like ours can't do it all because there's only so many people. And so we encourage you to homestead wherever you are, whether it's in an apartment with a rooftop garden or a balcony setting, or whether it's 120 acres with a big ranch and a huge garden and cattle and horses and chickens and donkeys and milk cows and everything else. It doesn't matter where you are. You can homestead anywhere, no matter who you are, where you are, what you believe. And it all starts with accepting that we want to live a simple life. We want to own our own food source, and we want to focus on our home. At the very first conference, Joel Salatin mentioned, he kind of broke down the word homesteader. And ultimately what the word homesteader meant, when you break down the word, it meant someone who focuses on the home in every single way. And so that looks like tending to your family. That might look like homemaking for you, growing your own food, taking control of your health care. Your focus was on your little part of this world where you and your family live, or where just you, if you're a single person, where you live. Ultimately, wanting a better life and a life that you're in control of. Now, I often like to say, you know, homesteading and politics go hand in hand, and they do. And that's one of the things that we say at HOA. You know, we like to pull away from politics. We don't want to talk about it, but unfortunately those are things that have to be talked about. And I'm not saying, you know, conservative versus Democrat or anything like that. That's, we don't do that here. We are coming together to change laws like raw milk laws, chicken keeping laws, gardening laws, healthcare laws that prevent us from living the life that we want to live, or that prevent others from living it. And so we hope that when you attend a conference or you join our community online, that you take something away from that and then take that education and that fire that burns inside of you and try to change your local laws. Everything starts on a local level, within your county, within your city even, within your state. And then, you know, those representatives and those laws go up into the national system of laws and changes. And so we can all play a part. And that's what homesteading is all about. We all play a part. We don't all have to do it all either. I just said this on a podcast interview I had a couple weeks ago. A lot of homesteaders jump into homesteading and think, oh, I have to have all the things. I have to grow the cows and milk the cows. I have to have beef and chicken and pork and fish. And then I have to grow all the things in the garden. And I have to grow all the herbs. And whoa, 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 whoa. Homestead friend, slow down. You don't have to do all the things. You do what you can. And then there are other homesteaders in your community that will help you with the rest. You can purchase from them, whether it's meat or herbs or a chicken coop. You can barter for things. You can co-garden with people. You know, if you don't have the opportunity to garden, maybe you can help someone else garden and pull some vegetables from them, from helping them. And maybe you can rent a piece of land and go in with friends on it. You know, homesteading truly takes a village. You know, they say raising children takes a village. And I actually do believe that. I don't believe that the village is necessarily what modern society tells us, but I believe that the village are our friends and family members that help us raise our children. And the same is true for homesteading. Homesteading takes a village. And in fact, if you go back and listen to a video that we did a couple of weeks ago for the Windmill Heights Garden Center, in there, Mr. Mason Hutchison, who was an Oldheim homesteader growing up, he says the farm community, it was an agrarian society. We, you know, all farmers helped each other. All the farms had bells. If somebody was in trouble, the bell was rung and other farmers came flying. Every harvest season, they all helped each other. Well, you're at this farm this day, this farm the next day. And everybody got the job done because it was truly an agrarian community and an agrarian society. And we don't have that anymore. And our goal is to bring that back, not just online and at conference, but for you to grasp that concept and take it back into your community, because that's how homesteading works, because homesteading takes a village. In order to be self-sufficient, you need help, and it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to lean on your community for help. So, all right, guys, I just wanted to make this first episode to kind of tell you who we are, what we believe. You know, we believe that anybody can homestead, no matter what level of homesteading it is. We believe that there should be no judgment in homesteading communities, that we're all on different levels and of different beliefs. And that's the beauty of homesteading, is that it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you believe, what your opinions are. Homesteading is to be celebrated, and it's a lifestyle worth having, and that we come together and celebrate and learn together. And we believe that you should want to take control of your food system and your health system and your life in general, because that's how it was always meant to be. And that we make those changes by being involved in our local communities and cities and counties and states, by changing laws that really cause homesteading to be very difficult. And so through all of this, we also want to offer tools and education that make your life as a homesteader easier. Our goal is always to make homesteading as easy as possible, right? And to just connect with people. It's really nice to have people that are part of your tribe. In the first conference, Joel said that we can all be weirdos together. And I like that. this is a place for us to all be weird together. So this podcast, we are going to focus mostly on interviews with our speakers, with people that are not even our speakers. We have some interviews coming up with just experts in their field. And we're just going to have a conversation. It's not going to be anything formal. We're going to sit down with people and we're going to really have in-depth conversations. Some of it you'll agree with, some of it you might not agree with, and that's your right. And that's the beauty of HOA is we're not going to judge you if you agree with it or not agree with it. We're just providing information for as many people as we can with as many opinions as we can and present that information and education to you. And then it's up to you as to what you do with it. So in the coming weeks, we have some interviews coming up where our first interview is going to be with Joel Salatin and Dr. Sina McCullough. And they are writing a book, or they wrote a book, and it's coming out in June that we're really excited to share with you. And then we have some more interviews coming up with other authors, HOA speakers, and just experts that are willing to share information with you, not just about what they're experts in, but just homesteading in real life in general. Real homesteading, real life, the raw truth, and the beautiful way that we live. So I hope that you guys enjoy this podcast. I hope that you continue to join us. Don't forget to subscribe. We are on just about every podcasting platform. So make sure you subscribe, and then make sure you also join our e-newsletter, because we'll be sending out information in those when we have new episodes, when we have videos, when we have blog posts, and also special deals on tickets and important information about the conference. Since the conference is still up in the air this year, we are still planning it. And then if we can't have it in person, then we'll take it virtually as much as possible. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast and to our e-newsletter so that you can get that important information. All right, guys, thanks for joining me this week on the Homesteaders of America podcast, episode 1, and we can't wait to see you again. As always, happy homesteading.